A sickly Donald Trump was just interviewed on Air Force One as he leaves D.C. as protests break out, just to land in Alaska as protests break out, so he can meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. We just got this photo from Caitlin Collins. It says, inside the room for the scheduled joint press conference for President Trump and President Putin. The backdrop reads, pursuing peace. Neither of these men have pursued peace once in their life. Vladimir Putin waged this war. He has refused to stop this war, and Trump is desperate to get any sort of thing resembling a ceasefire so he can claim victory after 6 to 7 months of not ending this war on day one. We'll break down this interview of a sickly Donald Trump in one moment, but let's check on the ground in D.C. Friend of the show Aaron Parnas breaks it down.
We have some big news right now. A big protest is slowly breaking out near the courthouse in Washington, D.C. after Pam Bondi began a federal takeover of the Metropolitan Police Department, ripping sanctuary city status from Washington, D.C. Let me show you what it looks like right now. It's a little loud. There are a couple hundred people here. It's growing. It's supposed to last for a couple hours. And it's right outside of the Judiciary Square Metro, because right behind us, federal government building, and then right over here, DC Superior Court, and then the DC Federal Court, where in just a couple hours there will be oral argument over whether or not Pam Bondi can legally take sanctuary city status away from Washington, DC, and whether she can take away the police commissioner's ability to lead the police department. So this protest just started, is growing. Going to be only on for a couple hours.
We are going to continue to cover this all day. Thank you to friend of the show, Aaron Parnas. At the same time, we see protests breaking out in other places throughout D.C. Free D.C. Then we have more protests. And then let me just point out, the same thing's happening in Alaska. As Trump lands in Alaska, we see signs that read, Putin is a war criminal. Crowds were lining the streets. And this brings me on to the interview of Donald Trump on Fox News moments ago. Let's take a listen. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed, because we will be on this all day, relentlessly covering.
Okay, in the office with President Trump on Air Force One, heading in. What's your initial feeling? How are you feeling about what you're going to get out of this?
I think we're going to do very well. Our country is doing very well. We're setting records economically like we never have before, including the stock markets are all at a record high. We're taking in trillions and trillions of dollars with tariffs. We're going for a meeting with President Putin in Alaska, and I think it's going to work out very well. And if it doesn't, I'm going to head back home real fast.
What a nonsensical answer. Brett Baer asks him, what do you think you're going to get out of this? Trump immediately launches into a tirade about tariffs, about the economy. He tries to lie about economic recovery as poor numbers pour in. And then Brett Baer asks him one more time, what are you going to have? What happens if you get nothing?
It's going to work out very well. And if it doesn't, I'm going to head back home real fast.
I mean, if it doesn't, you walk.
I would walk too.
What does he mean he's going to walk? I'm glad to hear that Donald Trump is going to walk away from a negotiation that he basically has nothing to do with in the first place. So Ukraine is not even an actor in this Alaska meeting. And now Trump is saying that he'll just walk away, walk back to D.C., you know, mobilize the military more, and Ukrainians will bear the brunt of this failed negotiation. Of course, it's easy for you to say that you're going to walk when Ukrainian sovereignty or identity means nothing to you. Every single clip that I've seen of Trump heading into this makes it seem like he has no strategy, no understanding of who Putin is, what Putin wants. Part of his strategy, and I'll play a clip in one second, but part of Trump's strategy is to appeal to Putin with money and say that I can offer you a monetary reward or monetary incentive. But Putin does not care about money. He's already arguably one of the richest men in the world. We don't actually know his exact wealth, but some people say he's richer than Elon Musk in terms of territory and assets. It could be true. So he doesn't care about money. Trump is very, very naive and honestly simplistic to think that. Putin wants to restore the greater Soviet empire, and he will manipulate Trump to achieve that end. Let's watch this clip of Trump being interviewed on Air Force One. This is not right now. This is Trump and Putin back in 2017. Let's listen to what Trump is saying now, though.
There's auto factories, AI factories, and every other. They're all coming in because they want to beat the tariffs. Because if they open here, they don't have to pay tariffs. If they don't open here, they have to pay, in some cases, 200%, 300%. I haven't even set some of the tariffs yet. I'll be setting tariffs next week and the week after on steel.
Now he's claiming he hasn't even set some of the tariffs yet. So he's announced like four versions of Liberation Day. It's going to change everything. But apparently his tariff plan hasn't even fully been set in place yet. At the same time, he hasn't been able to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. This entire presidency is more than a mess. It is more than a failure. They've passed a disastrous budget bill, the only thing they've been able to pass. And that redistributed wealth from people who are struggling, who need social safety nets. It cut those social safety nets so Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos can have more yachts or whatever. At the same time, he hasn't ended a single war that he promised he would. In fact, Vladimir Putin has made him look like a fool, and so has Netanyahu every single damn day. And when we go to tariffs, apparently his plan hasn't even fully been set in place, but at the same time, it's been a success. It hasn't been. There is lagging inflation that is going to be hitting very soon. We've already seen it a little bit in the month-over-month inflation. And when it comes to tariffs in particular, Donald Trump is now tearing up some deals that he negotiated in his first term. He's claiming that every single deal we're engaged in is unfair, but a lot of these deals were negotiated by him. So how can we trust him to negotiate a new deal that's in our best interest if his old deal sucked? How can we trust him to negotiate a deal with Russia when he doesn't understand what's going on there? It is a mess, and all I ask is that we keep the pressure on. You know, I'm doing a live event in Omaha, Nebraska on the 23rd. You can click the top link in the description, and we always have a fun time at these events. It proves, not only with these videos and the Adam Mockler channel and the Midas Touch channel and No King's Day, it proves that when the Trump administration thought we were done, thought we were down and out for good, we stood back up and we continued to fight. And that is very, very important. The protesters who are out there currently, whether it's in D.C., whether it is in Alaska, holding up signs saying Putin is a war criminal or Zelensky is a hero, Trump is a traitor, there are like-minded individuals across the country. It doesn't even have to be like-minded. We can be diverse in ideas. Some people can believe one thing, believe another thing. We can be diverse in age or in race and everything, but we all have to be like-minded with democracy. We have a similar love for democracy that we will continue to fight for. And the point that I'm trying to make is when Trump leaves D.C. and there are protests everywhere, and then lands in Alaska and there are protests everywhere, that is democracy in action. That's a perfect example of Americans using the channels at their disposal to make sure their voice is heard. And that's what we do every single day on this channel. We are giving the media back to the people. For a while, a lot of these big news corporations really were beholden to their investors. They were tiptoeing around things like a minefield. We don't do that here. I can make a video tonight, shirtless, with a stripe shaved off my head. Nobody could ever stop me. I wouldn't do that because there's a lot more important things to talk about. The point that I'm trying to prove is we're not beholden to anybody on the Adam Mockler show. We are giving the voice back to you all so we can continue every single day to have these discussions in the comments and push back against the fascism that's growing. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video.